rights advocates.
The mirror's image tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes, decided that once again I was just dreaming.
After 3 years of the Thursday edition, the January 6th committee has issued subpoenas against sitting lawmakers, all Republicans. Or as Chuck Todd would say, the January 6th committee is surrendering. Never cared much for Chuck Todd. Let me read a little of this. The reporting of Sarah K. Burris at the Raw story. Soon to be former MSNBC host Chuck Todd on Thursday reported on the subpoenas of Republican elected officials thought to have been involved in the events surrounding the January 6th attack. According to Chuck Todd, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th siege on the U.S. Capitol is surrendering, waving the white flag, kind of like Chuck Todd and his, you know, his bangs. Let me read on. This feels a bit of surrendering. In this respect here, there is no other way they think they're going to get cooperation. So they figure, let's try the subpoena route, because I feel like everyone explained to me that they thought the subpoena route was actually delayed their ability to do the investigation and perhaps run out the clock if control of the House of Representatives changes, said Todd. Now, the Republican lawmakers facing subpoenas aren't likely to cooperate, and most have attacked the committee. So, again, this is a quote, folks. So is this an acknowledgement that there's really... they know they're not going to get cooperation, so the door is going to make this hurt? He went on to ask Chuck Todd, you know, always clever, Chuck. Former federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner explained in one of his analyses that defying a congressional subpoena would garner a contempt citation from Congress. But the more important point is that denying a congressional subpoena could be part of the evidence the Justice Department includes in any possible cases to the grand jury. After the text messages of members were exposed, Kirshner also said that this was a precursor to a subpoena. They're not going to cooperate, he predicted. They're all preparing to become members of the cover-up club, together with the likes of Bannon, Navarro, Scafino, and others. A similar claim about the Republican subpoenas was made by legal analyst Marcy Wheeler, who said that it could provide a backdrop for a Justice Department criminal referral. These subpoenas won't end up in testimony, except for maybe someone like McCarthy, but they'll provide the J6 committee a nice vehicle to provide a criminal referral to the DOJ. So don't honor the subpoenas. We dare you. 844-967-2789. Go into the phones. Call us. I dare you. Jeff from Madison, you're next. Welcome back, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, Mike. I'm really questioning your logic in trying to stream the J6 committee hearing live on the radio because, you know, the last time we had any testimony that showed video evidence of the insurrection, you kind of had to dump the audio.
Yeah, we did. So. It was a strange choice made by the House Impeachment Committee. And if you were trying to win over the public, let's say, well, it was certainly very graphic testimony, and they played videos, and there were lots of obscenities in the videos they played. And nearly immediately, we were, because of FCC, we started dumping, and then eventually had a what we would say in this industry, live board. We had a producer like Evan sitting there the entirety of the time. So when the lawyers were talking, we'd play that. But as soon as they went to the videotape, we'd have to dump it. Well, I hope they have the common sense that if they expect the broader media, those of us regulated by the FCC, you know, you might exempt some of that in cable news. But the rest of us, we've got to, you know, beep the obscenities. Drop the obscenities, Jeff. And if they plan on playing out more obscene video testimony, yeah, it's going to make it awfully difficult on media outlets like ours.
I think there should really be a public awareness waiver that should be granted by the FCC so you can play it out as it's being played in the chambers, because, you know, maybe people would actually understand that it was not this peaceful, you know, tour president of the Capitol, and I don't know what the big deal is. But yeah, I really hope that they do a decent job of screening that for you, so you know your poor Evan and Pansy don't have to sit at the board all day hitting the dumb button.
No, I agree with you, Jeff, and I would hope, and I mean this in all sincerity. It seems like such a small thing, but it's a really big thing, Jeff. And if they don't beep out the obscenities, if they intend to play videotape, you know, with insurrectionists spewing obscenities at the cops, we're not going to be able to play this testimony. We're going to have to dump it. And many other media sources, someone's going to make an ombudsman decision in real time, and they're going to do what we do. They're going to dump it, Jeff. Just like if Fancy Brian drops an F-bomb.
Or Dom.
More often it's Dom. That's not actually Dom's favorite on-air swear, Jeff. The same one, every time he swears, it's always the same one. And it's not the F-bomb.
He came close the other day, though. But, well, I wish you guys the best of luck in a couple of weeks when they go to play that so that you guys can actually give the public some worthwhile testimony from the congressional floor.
We will do our level best. Jeff, hope to see you at the party at the Jade Monkey. All you folks, join us at the party. Can't wait. 844-967-2789. June 9th, if I can get it straight, the January 6th committee will be offering live testimony. They'll be doing a primetime hearing. And it is our every intention of playing out certainly this first hearing in real time without commercial interruptions. Unless you want to sponsor it, then let us know. We'll work around. But we're going to play it out for you, our audience. We think the American people deserve this history. And some, if all you do is watch Foxy News and listen to Righty Whitey talk radio, some may be unaware that these weren't tourists that stayed within the velvet ropes. No, they kind of went all rampaging elephant at the Capitol. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. You could be a part. 844-96-PARTY.
The day Richard Nixon failed to answer that subpoena is the day that he was subject to impeachment because he took the power from Congress over the impeachment process away from Congress, and he became the judge and jury.
We have to bring back law and order.